The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills, and I guess not on the best of terms as we record this Sunday morning. Really, with this, you know, usually we come to you with a special episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, usually some good news of maybe a trade is being made, a signing, a draft pick. Today, kind of quite the opposite of that. Got up Sunday morning, as many of you probably did, or if you're just getting this for the first time. And I'll go right to the headline from our Matt Warren and Dylan Zadonowitz here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Buffalo Bills DT Ed Oliver arrested for DWI, illegally carrying weapon. And I'll go right to the article here. Of course, you can find it yourself at BuffaloRumblings.com. But I think in this situation, it's just best to go right to the source, to be quite honest. So as we go with this, it reads, Buffalo Bills defensive lineman Ed Oliver was arrested Saturday night in Houston. Video of the incident was posted by Scott Engel, who has a newspaper and website called Montgomery County Police Reporter. Oliver was pulled over due to a 911 call from another driver. They stated the driver of the truck was failing to maintain a lane and driving dangerously in the 45-mile-per-hour construction zone, reads the caption on Engel's YouTube video of the incident. In the video of the traffic stop posted by Engel, Oliver is wearing a Buffalo Bills t-shirt. It shows his truck, which was pulling an ATV on a trailer. You can see several field sobriety tests being administered to Oliver. Oliver was caught with an open beer and was taken in for a blood sample before he was taken to the jail. A search of his car found he was in possession of a pistol. We are aware of the situation and we are gathering more information. We will have no further comment at this point, said a statement from the Bills. Oliver had a very promising rookie season after being taken with the 9th overall selection in the 2019 NFL draft. Poised for a breakout season, Oliver's fate for the start of the season could be in the league's hands with the possibility of suspension looming. No one was hurt in the incident and Oliver did not crash his vehicle, which would indicate that he would likely only receive a 1 or 2 game suspension for the DWI, but the addition of the illegal gun charge adds concern for a longer punishment. That's the end of the article here at BuffaloRumblings.com. Obviously, comments are starting to come in for the article as well, and you can weigh in there also at BuffaloRumblings.com. You know, it's one of these pieces, right? When you wake up and you see your news, this kind of news, you're always just, to myself, I'm always thinking, why do these type of situations happen? You know, especially with someone like Oliver, who's got the means to get a ride, to have someone pick him up, to get a cab, an Uber, a Lyft, or whatever it may be. I realize it's kind of a different environment out there. Not sure what the ride sharing situation is like, certainly in Texas at this point. But just as you look through with these things, it just seems this is that part of the off season where you're truly just hoping that there is nothing that comes out about your team, right? You look at it over these past few days. We saw DeAndre Baker from the Giants arrested, the Seattle Seahawks, Quentin Dunbar also arrested, Cody Latimer, who's now with the Washington Redskins, and now Ed Oliver, right? I mean, I believe this is the fourth player arrested just over this weekend. And, you know, as you go through with these pieces, right, I mean, of course, there is the football side of things, and that's secondary, right, in so many ways. As fans of the Buffalo Bills, that's why we follow Ed Oliver and care about what he's doing, I guess, for lack of a better term. But, you know, anytime when you're talking about driving while intoxicated, not only do you put yourself at danger, but you put so many people around you at danger, right? And it's one of those things that you just always say, and whoever he was with or whatever he was doing, like, again, there's always someone there that can give you a ride, or you stay, you don't go anywhere. But to get behind the wheel, to have an open beer in between your legs as you're driving, it just obviously not helping the case at this standpoint. As you go through with this, I'm sure there's more details that will come about. Matt Beauvais had reported, it seems that at least as of 8 o'clock this on Sunday morning, that Oliver was still in jail at this time and probably awaiting some sort of sentencing or what would take place there. So, you know, as you go forward with all of this, again, it's that part of the off season where you think to yourself, okay, you know, we talk about the schedule coming out last week. You know that there's not the mini camps and the rookie mini camps and OTAs and all of those pieces that get you started talking about football. And now it's this point where you get to, and it's just like, right, is this where you're at? You just hope the guys on your team don't go out and do anything stupid. They stay at home. And certainly it's kind of that silly season portion of the NFL calendar where you're just hoping that the guys are doing what they should. But, you know, it always goes to as well, like when guys are going to make stupid decisions, man, I mean, that is on them, right? And again, as fans, we care because you have expectations for your team and what they're supposed to do. But, you know, in this type of a scenario, when you talk about the impact that this can have on others, when you do something stupid like this, it honestly just has me shaking my head. And you just think about it. I mean, not to sound overly dramatic or anything along these lines, but, you know, whenever you see someone from your team, right, that does something this stupid, this selfish, you just kind of look at it and you hope to yourself it's something that you just don't ever want to see happen again. Again, what that impact will be on the football field, time will certainly tell. Sometimes with these things, the NFL, it takes them a while to get around to these suspensions. I'm not quite sure from this standpoint, but, you know, I would say if based on the field sobriety test, the blood alcohol test, all of these pieces taking place, you know, Ed Oliver is going to get what he deserves. I know in the article said it was probably 1 to 2 games. It might even be more than that because you have the weapons charge on top of it. Again, kind of some speculation going back and forth on Twitter this morning. If the firearms charge is just because, again, he was intoxicated, and that's the part that makes it illegal versus if it was an illegal weapon that he was carrying, I guess, from that standpoint. So there's still a lot that has to come out. I mean, I've got to be honest. Again, you just kind of get up and you see this sort of news and you just think to yourself, I mean, I keep saying this, right? You just shake your head like, good gosh, man, like what is going through your head? And obviously at this time, there's a lot more details that need to come out. You can follow along at buffalorumblings.com. We'll keep you in the loop as things break with it. So again, normally when we do an episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, I hope to be talking to you about much more positive type of news and updates as it relates to the team. But again, with this one, Buffalo Bills defensive tackle Ed Oliver arrested for DWI and illegally carrying a weapon in Houston, Texas. So appreciate everyone following along. Again, if you go to buffalorumblings.com, the article is right there on the homepage. Again, the comments starting to file through already this morning as people give their feedback. So appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay tuned for more details. And again, go Bills.